The following announcement is brought to you by PodPals on behalf of all its shareholders and subsidiaries.
Good evening, PodPals. Instead of bringing tonight's episode, we need to take the time to address a situation. As some of you are aware, the entire catalogue of PodPals has disappeared. And we've genuinely been touched at the amount of people who've reached out to us to find out what's going on, making sure we're okay, and asking what this all means for the future of this perfectly cromulent podcast. Well, basically, Daniel has died.
Dramatization may not have happened.
Hey, here's an idea. Why don't we just be honest with the listeners?
For once
in our pathetic little existences, we can just tell so something has happened, PodPal. Something we didn't expect to happen.
Everybody, gather in. Come on.
Gather around the campfire.
We all knew in our heart of hearts this day was going to come, but we have a rather unfortunate announcement to make.
I don't know if we just read the email directly from them, Tommy. look, everyone, me and Anth, yeah, we've had a little bit of a telling off. We've been told off.
Slap on the wrist.
Because apparently... Apparently some of the jokes have been inappropriate.
Don't know what jokes. And I mean, we've all had a laugh, haven't we? We have. But there comes a time where the laughter has to stop. You have to get serious.
And that, my friends, is tonight. Look.
Good night, PodPals. There will be no PodPals.
Effectively, everyone, we've had a little bit of a telling off from the streaming service to say, we know you have an explicit podcast, but would you just dial it back a bit? So that is what
Which
we
is
have.
Which is mad. How explicit does that have to be to be told that? Like, essentially, they've gone, we don't mind you being explicit, lads, but just rein it in a bit.
Because if we want to continue, PodPals, that's what we have to do. So, on that note, you will see that PodPals episode 129 hasn't gone missing.
Well, actually, I have something to tell you. Something that might shock and discredit you. There wasn't episodes 1 to 29 at all.
Look, everyone, There will be an episode Sunday, whenever you listen to this. Take this sort of small recording with me and Amp as Sunday's episode. However, there will be an episode next Sunday and the Sunday after that until one of us actually does die, effectively.
Fingers crossed, might be sooner than you think.
There's going to be PodPals. PodPals will go on. But we're just going to effectively pretend episodes 1 to 29 didn't happen.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to start the podcast from season 2, episode 17. Don't try to remember the lost episodes. Whatever you do, I can't stress that enough. Don't even think about them. They never happened. We're starting again.
You are Homer in the isolation chamber, and you have gone on an inward journey and forgotten everything that you previously knew about PodPals. So, welcome to the preview of the brand new PodPals. PodPals is going to go on, don't worry about that. There's going to be an episode each and every week. That's not an issue. And like Ant said at the beginning, we are genuinely touched at the amount of people that, upon realising that they can't access what will now be known as the forbidden episodes, that they were concerned is where's my episode? I'm driving to work. There's nothing to listen to. Yada, yada, yada. And that is genuinely very, very touching. Touched me in a way I haven't been touched in years.
Oh, this is what they meant, Dan. This is what they meant. This is why we're in trouble. You can't say nout.
Can't do nothing nowadays. The whole country's gone mad, Anthony. But thank you, honestly, everybody, for getting in touch, because, you know, it's weird for me, Nath, because sometimes you just feel like you're talking into a mic and it's going out with this sort of these crowds of people who you don't know anything of or who they are, whatever. But it is lovely when sort of you guys do reach out and just say, hello, we miss you, please come back. Like we were sort of a jilted lover or something. So we do appreciate that. And we are going to be back. But Pod Pals is a little bit of a Benjamin Button case now. So you have to forget about the forbidden episodes. They do not exist.
Basically, just imagine that episode of Itchy and Scratchy that Marge writes. That is essentially what the show is going to be from now on.
Pod Pals?
Oh.
Yours are so good, guys. You're so good. And actually, speaking of good impressions, I do think you should do your Deidre Barlow again.
Oh, Ken. I don't believe it. I can't find episodes 1 to 29. I wanted to re-listen to Morning Lisa, but I can't find it.
Deidre Barlow is a fictional character and the intellectual property of Granada Television. We have no evidence to support that she or Orin Kirkbride, the actress who plays her, have ever listened to this podcast.
If you would like more of that, do tune in next week. If your life has crumbled in such a fashion that you find what me and Anth do appealing, then join us next week for your brand new, the rebirth.
The genesis of Pod Pals.
Exactly. We have been jammed back up inside the vaginal canal of podcast world, and we are going to come out the screaming living organism that you've always loved.
The new and not necessarily improved version of Pod Pals.
Good lesson in life. You can't fight the man. Don't try. You can't fight the
bend
man.
To their every will. That's what you need to do.
And what was it? It's an old Vince McMahon saying, you're going to eat shit and like the taste.
I don't think I want to do a podcast anymore.
I want to be able to say what I want at any point all the time. Look, on that note, thank you, everybody, for understanding. We'll be back next week, but
we will.
It's a week off. We everything is okay, really. We've just had a little slap on the wrist, which is fine. That happens in life, I guess. Yeah. We will be back. Brace yourself. Because, like Anne said, that sterile episode of Itchy and Scratchy is coming your way. But in Pod Pals form.
They love, they share a love and share.
Pod Pals.
Wasn't that funny, boys and girls? Well, wasn't it?